Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery about honeybees and their remarkable building skills. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study on honeybee comb construction, which reveals how these industrious insects adapt their building techniques based on the size of the cell foundations they're working with. Buckle up as we uncover the details of their construction modes and the science behind it, while also discussing some critical insights from an AI scientific reviewer. Researchers examined how European honeybees, scientifically known as Apis mellifera, responded to varying sizes of 3D-printed honeycomb cells. Their goal was to understand how these bees adapt their comb-building techniques to different initial conditions, an important question considering the crucial role that comb architecture plays in a hive's survival and functionality. To investigate this, the researchers used a combination of 3D printing and X-ray microscopy. By creating custom foundations with different cell sizes, they examined the bees' behaviors when constructing comb on these various bases. What they found was quite interesting. Honeybees employed several distinct strategies throughout the building process, depending on the size of the cells they were working with. Firstly, when the cell size was reduced to about 75% of the normal worker cell size, the bees adapted by merging adjacent smaller cells. This behavior indicates that rather than following the framework laid out by the printed cells, they dynamically used the available space to create their naturally preferred hexagon shape. In other words, the bees filled in the gaps by combining smaller cells, which allowed them to construct a more traditional honeycomb structure. On the other end of the spectrum, when provided with cells that were 4 times larger than usual, the bees faced a challenge. Their comb construction did not exhibit any consistent patterns and instead appeared rather chaotic. This suggests that while honeybees are impressively adaptable, there are limits to their flexibility when it comes to cell sizes that stray too far from their natural building ranges. For cell sizes that fell in between these extremes, between roughly 0.75 and 3 times the reference cell size, the bees exhibited what researchers termed 3 distinct construction modes: merging, tilting, and layering. 1. Merging was observed in smaller cells, where bees combined several small cells to form the typical worker size hexagons mentioned before. 2. Tilting occurred when the cell size was increased but still manageable for the bees. In this mode, the bees adapted by tilting the cells at greater angles as the size of the foundation increased, which might be a strategy to preserve stability and maximize the use of space. 3. Layering emerged when the foundation was significantly larger, 3 times standard size. In this case, bees didn't just build larger cells, instead, they used the edges of the printed cells from the base as a support for constructing a second layer of hexagons, effectively creating a 2-layered comb structure. The researchers emphasized the significance of their findings, highlighting how this level of adaptability is essential for the survival and success of honeybee colonies. The study provides valuable insights into the complex collective behavior of these social insects, drawing parallels to other animals known for their cooperative building behaviors, like ants and termites. Now, let's touch on some critiques regarding the study. According to an AI scientific reviewer, the research stands out in several ways. The data from the experiments are publicly accessible, which allows other scientists to verify and explore the findings further. Additionally, the methods used are clearly described, making it easy for other researchers to replicate the study. However, there are some areas for improvement. While the statistical methods utilized in the study are generally appropriate, some aspects of the writing could benefit from further clarity. Certain sections were described as too complex, indicating that while the findings were robust, the communication of these results could be refined to enhance understanding, especially for a broader audience. In summary, this research provides a nuanced and comprehensive insight into how honeybees navigate environmental variations through complex adaptive behaviors. Their findings are compelling not only for understanding bee biology but also for informing bio-inspired engineering and design. As we wrap up our discussion, it's clear that honeybees are not just mindless builders but highly adaptable creatures capable of sophisticated construction strategies. Their ability to modify their environment and collaborate harmoniously is nothing short of remarkable and truly illustrates the wonders of nature. That's all for today's episode on the ingenuity of honeybees and their evolving methods of comb construction. If you found this conversation as fascinating as I did, please share it with your friends and fellow science lovers. Stay curious, and join me next time on SciBud, where we continue to explore the incredible world of science. Until then, keep questioning and learning.